Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Sometimes you need somebody egging you on. Now that's a term here, I don't know, we say, at least where I come from, where if you're egging someone on, it's like you're pushing, you're agitating them. And we just did a quick bike ride here, and we went a lot shorter than normal, about half as long. But what happened was, Chet was in the back, and he kept egging us on. In other words, I'd be back in the back and he'd say, come on, go catch him, Carrie. So then I would like book as fast as I can go, catch up with the guy, get exhausted, fall back, and then Chet would egg somebody else on. So we kind of did that the whole ride today, where we just literally were being egged on or agitated by Chet. And Chet was feeling a little under the weather, so that's why he was agitating us. But the point is this. If you're not in an environment where there's an agitator, you can get complacent. And you've seen this happen with certain teams, with certain athletic teams, business teams, where there's just this commonplace, this plateau, complacency. Everyone's just kind of chilling. And there's nobody out there in front pushing someone. There's no competition. There's no chasing. And what happens is a couple things. Number one, your team gets bored. They get bored because there's no one really to stir things up. And it's just kind of routine, hum-ho, status quo. And as a result, your team kind of plateaus. But the other thing is, when you are being pushed, when you're being egged on, when you're being agitated, here's what happens. You get into the zone because you do what's called novelty. You experience novelty. You've never chased someone before. You've never had to go out and be at the front of the pack with wind just totally ripping through you on a bike. That happens a lot, right? When you're the leader, you got to block all the wind. You feel alive again. Ask yourself, are you inviting agitators into your space? We've seen this with athletic teams where they bring in some rock star, some superstar, and what it does is it elevates the whole team because this person came in and they think they're all that, and it's like everybody else's game is stepped up because they kind of want to prove this person wrong or keep up with their pace. It wrecks the equilibrium in a good way. That's what you need. So ask yourself today, who can you invite into your space? It could be a coach. It could be a colleague. It could be a truth teller. It could be some accountability source that you have, but they're going to agitate you and make you sharper, make you better, make you faster, and it's gonna stir things up, and you're gonna feel alive once again. That's what it means to be a soul on fire. We'll see you. This is Carrie Oberbrunner.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.